In this bulletin, Donald Trump and Joe Biden to take part in the final presidential debate. Lebanon appoints former Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri for a fourth term. And in sport, amateur heavyweight Justice Hooney makes Australian boxing history. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. United States presidential candidates Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face off in their final debate today. The nominees will discuss COVID-19, families, race, leadership, climate change, and national security. Ahead of the debate, US intelligence agencies have accused Russia and Iran of meddling in the election, including obtaining voter information and sending pro-Trump emails. Russian government spokesman Dmitry Peskov has denied the allegations.
The accusations come every day. All of them have no grounds. They are not based on anything. Most likely, it is a tribute to internal political processes linked to the upcoming election.
President Donald Trump's nomination of the conservative judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court will now go before a full Senate vote next week. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee approved her nomination despite the Democrats boycotting the hearing. The Senate Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, says the Republicans are making a last-ditch power grab before the election.
The American people know what's going on. They're not fooled. They know this process is a sham, a naked power grab. This is the culmination of a decades-long effort to skew the court to the far right.
Former Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri has been selected as the country's new leader, ending a power vacuum following the Beirut port explosion more than 2 months ago. Mr. Hariri has been appointed by President Michel Aoun almost a year after his resignation, securing the backing of a slim majority in parliament. The Sunni Muslim has vowed to form a new government of non-partisan experts to resolve Lebanon's financial and health crises and repair the damage in Beirut. The head of Hezbollah, Mohammad Raad, says the Shiite group didn't vote for Mr. Hariri, but has promised to cooperate. Back home, and the federal government is under pressure to establish a National Integrity Commission to tackle corruption amid a scandal involving the chief executive of Australia Post. Australia Post has confirmed Christine Holgate will stand aside from her role as she faces an investigation for gifting $12,000 in luxury watches to four senior employees. The opposition is urging Prime Minister Scott Morrison to fulfil his 2018 promise to establish an integrity commission. Attorney General Christian Porter was given the draft legislation in December last year, but says progress has been delayed due to the pandemic.
I think that voters are very concerned during the height of the greatest economic and health crisis that Australia has ever seen to have their health protected and ensure that we can save and grow as many jobs as possible. So the people that I talk to, they are more concerned about how they are paying their mortgage than the intimate detail and consultation process around an integrity commission.
Australia's leaders will discuss the next stage of coronavirus recovery when National Cabinet meets today. Talks will involve freedom of movement, economic measures, and increased international flights to allow more stranded Australians to come home. A review into state hotel quarantine systems by the former head of the Federal Health Department is also on the agenda. Meanwhile, 175 Australians are set to land in Darwin today after becoming stranded overseas. The Qantas flight departing from London is the first of eight, under a plan to repatriate some 5,000 people stuck in India, Europe and South Africa. To sport, and Justice Hooney has made Australian history as the first male boxer to win the national heavyweight title on debut. The 21-year-old defeated defending champion Faiga Opelu in Brisbane, with Opelu throwing in the towel after seven rounds. A super heavyweight bronze medalist at the 2019 Amateur World Titles, Hooney has earned a spot at the Tokyo Olympics next year. And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 26, showers in Adelaide and 24, rain developing in Melbourne and 23, a little late rain in Hobart and 18, a shower or two in Canberra and 25, partly cloudy in Wollongong and 24, similar conditions in Sydney and 26, mostly sunny in Newcastle, 28, partly cloudy in Brisbane, also 28, similar conditions in Cairns and 32, and mostly sunny in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.